are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, hormonal health affects everything from mood and energy levels to overall well-being. And yet, many women are unaware of how their hormones impact daily life. Understanding the signs of imbalance, the role of nutrition, and the importance of self-care can empower women to take charge of their health. So what should every woman know about hormonal wellness? Dr. Karen Hanekom joins us on the line to tell us a few things that we all should know that that will impact our health as women. Doctor, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, my dear. It's so lovely to hear your voice again.
Yes, so happy to hear your voice. It's been a while. Are you doing well?
I'm doing well. I just have a very bad tooth today, but I do hope I will make it through the day and sort it out. No, don't worry about that.
All right. So, Doc, we're talking about hormonal health as it relates to women. Would you speak to us maybe about how hormones impact physical and emotional and mental well-being in women?
Yes, it's a very, very big issue, especially today. So I would like, first of all, to just tell my lady friends, where is it situated and how does our hormonal system works?
Right.
So I'm just going to quickly give a quick introduction. Actually, I would love to have a whiteboard and could show everybody that we're on the radio now, so we're just going to say it.
Sure.
Okay, our sex hormones are made from cholesterol.
From
cholesterol, it's pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is made from cholesterol. From pregnenolone, we get progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
From progesterone, we get estrogen if we are a lady,
mm-hmm.
testosterone if we are male, and our adrenals. Our adrenals are situated on top of our kidneys.
Okay.
That's the sequence that it's supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
The progesterone is our happy hormone.
Right.
And it's the one that balances all the hormones.
Mm.
And that's the one that we want to have on top, and estrogen underneath.
Okay.
Estrogen has got three daughters.
Mm.
Estrone, estradiol, and estrail. Estrone and estradiol are the bad daughters. We call them E1 and E2. Just as the mother, which is estrogen, is a cell proliferator, so is the first two daughters, E1 and E2. The third daughter, estrail, is the one we put a little heart next to it.
Okay.
It's a delicate estrogen. That's the good one. So now, what happens when our hormones are unbalanced? First of all, the estrogen levels is too high.
Mm-hmm.
Estrogen with her two daughters mm-hmm. is too high.
Okay.
What happens when estrogen is too high? Then we get early periods.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to see our first period at the age of 16 to 18.
Ooh, okay.
We hardly ever see that
yes.
today. Heavy periods, painful periods, sore breasts, premenstrual tension, polycystic ovary syndrome, fibroids in the uterus, endometriosis, lumps in the breasts, breast cancer, cervical cancer, polyps of the uterus, depression, heart disease.
Yo.
When estrogen is on top and progesterone is at the bottom.
Sure.
Why does this happen?
Yeah.
What causes the imbalance in our hormonal system.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to step on some toes, but please, ladies, bear with me. Uh-oh. I'm here to help you. Uh-oh. I'm a lady too. And I've got 8 granddaughters. So please listen to me. First, number one, the contraceptive pill. Mm. It was made in 1957. It was introduced to women. And in 1960, it's called the sexual revolution. Mm. The pill is called a mass murderer of millions of women.
Yeah.
Why? The pharmaceutical industry planted acres of wild yam, Mexican wild yam. Wild yam release a chemical which is called diastrogen.
Okay.
Diastrogen helps us to release progesterone, the one we need on top.
Yeah.
But they could not patent this because God made this.
Okay.
So what did they do with the wild yam? They had to put synthetic progesterone in it and synthetic estrogen, mm-hmm. and that bursts into our cells. It stops our own receptors, and it tells our body for 3 weeks in a month that you are pregnant.
Yeah.
The fourth week when we drink the sugar pill,
yeah.
so that the blood nest can come down and we have our period,
yeah.
the body goes, oh my goodness, not pregnant. And then after a week, we start again and the body goes, oh my goodness, pregnant again.
Oh my goodness.
So can you imagine what it is doing to the imbalance?
Yes.
And because it's synthetic estrogen, it bursts into our cells. It stops our own receptors and it pushes our estrogen levels way high. High above the progesterone.
Oh my
and then we've got all this very bad hormonal imbalances.
Yeah.
And then there is no ovulation, no corpus luteum release, and our body stays in pregnant state for 3 weeks.
And we continue estrogen for south, years and years and years.
And we continue it for years and years. I'm so glad you are saying that. So can you imagine if you have been on the pill for a year or years, what will happen, my dear, when it's time to go on menopause?
Hey.
With an unbalanced hormonal system, can you imagine what your menopause life will be like.
Mm.
Again, all the fibroids, all the polycystic ovary syndromes, all the endometriosis, all the breast cancer, all the uterus cancers, all the ovarian cancers, all the hot flashes, because estrogen is a cell proliferator. It opens all the capillaries from the skin. And voila, then we are so very hot. What do we do then? We run to the doctor. He gives us hormonal
more
therapy.
Pills.
More pills. That pill, once again, tell the body it's pregnant.
Yeah.
It pushes the estrogen levels even higher. And then when the lady gets breast cancer, the doctor will stop that immediately. Why? Because he knows the estrogen levels is a cell proliferator and it's going to boost cancer.
Sure. Okay.
Progesterone is an osteoblast hormone. Mm-hmm. What is osteoblast? It helps us to build strong bones.
Okay.
So that's why women are now also suffering from osteop- osteoporosis because the cell proliferation, which is estrogen, is too high. The bone blast hormone, which is progesterone, is too low. So we need to change that and get it back into sequence. Mm.
So that's okay. So what are some of the common signs that we can see of hormonal imbalance, and how can those be managed?
Okay, you can see it for yourself, my dear, when you have sore breasts, when it's your menstrual cycle, when you have heavy periods, when you're depressed, when there's heart failure, when you have all the endometriosis and all, then there's a problem. It's not just the pill. It's the meats we eat with all the growth hormones in it.
Okay.
It's plastics. All the plastics. I want to cry if I see all the plastics. Estrogen has got a phenyl ring. Plastics got a nonylphenyl ring and a bisphenyl A ring. Most people knows it as BPA. Those plastics push through our phenyl ring, estrogen phenyl ring, into the cells. And can you imagine what it does to our cells? So please, if do not warm food in a plastic container. Do not drink warm tea out of a plastic container. If you buy water in a plastic bottle, drink it and throw the bottle away. Do not reuse. When you have to use a plastic object, please use the hard plastic. Okay. That is BPA free. Please look at what we wear. Ladies, it touches our skins. Acrylic, polyester, and nylon are plastic. We need to go to viscose, cotton, cotton dresses, and especially underwear. It's close to us. The plastics is a xenoestrogen, and we get it all. We also get that xenoestrogens in herbicides, pesticides, and chemicals.
Okay.
There's a chemical that they make from malt waste. It's called zearalenone or zearalone, and usually grains are full of that malt waste. It makes havoc to our hormones.
That's interesting, because I was actually wondering just before you answered that question, that you know, you talked about the contraceptive pill, and I thought to myself, well, how would that then cause early periods? Because most of the time, people who are taking contraceptive pills already in their adult years, they've already started their period. So how would a young girl start her period at 11, 12, instead of later on in life, if she's not yet on contraceptive? So you've talked about the diet, you've talked about the plastics and the
plastics. Yes, and all the chemicals, pesticides and herbicides in our food. So if you have a young little girl and she's 19 years old seeing her period, I will put her on wild yam. We live in South Africa. We do not have the Anna's wild yam from Australia.
Okay.
I've tried to order that for my patients. It's unbelievable too expensive. We live in South Africa and we have wild yam. So our wild yam does exactly the same as Anna's wild yam. So what I do for a young little girl, 19, already seeing a period with sore breasts and it's too early, I will put her on wild yam so that we can get the hormonal balance back to where it's supposed to be.
Okay. All right. Now, how do diet and exercise and lifestyle choices affect hormonal health?
I will definitely will not use any animal products, especially chicken. I know most people love their chicken and fish, but it's overloading with growth hormones. I mean, from the chicken and being a little baby chick till we buy it, I'm not allowed to use places where we buy our chicken in fast food chickens. I will not say the name.
Sure.
But From chicken till we buy it in our box, 6 weeks, my dear.
Yeah.
6 weeks. But can you imagine the growth hormones in that food and what it's doing to us? Males as well. We're not talking about male hormones today, but the males as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will, first of all, eliminate the pill if I'm a lady that's sexual active.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy. A lady must learn when she ovulates.
Yeah.
So, and it takes two to have sex, my dear.
Yes.
So the lady needs to know when she's ovulating,
right,
and then tell her husband to use something, or her husband needs to get himself very highly active in the signs of withdrawal.
All right.
They can learn by the Italian men.
All
they
right.
apparently the best in the world with withdrawal.
Okay.
And then I would stop all hormonal therapy. I will eliminate plastic as far as I can do. I mean, we cannot send our children to school in a glass container,
sure,
but at least I will try to buy my plastics that are BPA free.
Okay.
I will definitely look at my clothes, especially my undergarments,
mm-hmm,
and I will try to get all the chemicals out of my home, and I will definitely look at zero alone in all the wheat products.
Okay.
God made us perfect. He gave us a liver. Our liver can detox. Our liver's got two pathways. It's got the hydroxy-2 pathway that it takes the overload of estrogen and it releases it through the pathway number 2.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has a pathway 16, it eliminates the estrogen, but it takes it back 100 times higher. So we need to work on the hydroxy-2 pathway to get our estrogen, our too high estrogen eliminated from the liver.
Interesting.
How do we do that? By eating from the cabbage family.
Okay.
The cabbage family is a fantastic family. It helps our hormones by eating broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, kale, spinach, bok choy, and cabbage. It opposes high estrogen, especially our thyroid. So if we have a thyroid that is a little bit slow, we need to cook our cabbage family. If we have a hyperthyroid, we can eat it raw because the cabbage family makes a chemical with the name goitrogens, which helps the thyroid to stay healthy.
Okay.
The thyroid is also part of our hormonal system.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. So what role does stress play in hormonal imbalances? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Stress does not really play. There's one hormone that stress works on, and that is our cortisol levels.
Okay.
It's our stress hormone. If we are very stressed, first of all, God did not make women to stress like men. I know for the ladies, it's very hard to hear.
Right.
We were not actually supposed to be the head of a company or the general in the army because our hormonal system is not made to function like that. So when we're in a very high-stressed environment, our cortisol levels go sky high. That is our fight and flight hormone. Usually when that happens, we put on weight around the belly area because the body is like, oh, a tiger is chasing you and you never run. So to get the cortisol levels down, that's the stress hormone. There's a fantastic herb which is called ashwagandha.
Mm-hmm.
I will take that herb to help me to balance my stress hormone, which is the cortisol hormone.
Mm-hmm.
To All get right. back to our other hormones, the estrogens,
yes,
I will use flax seeds in the morning, grind up flax seeds, licorice root. If you have high blood pressure, do not use the licorice root. I will supplement with B vitamins. B6 will also help with the stress, B9 and B12. So if the estrogen levels are way out, which is like 99.9%, you will need to supplement with the B vitamins.
Are there natural sources for that, or do we have to take the synthetic?
The natural source for the B12 vitamin supplement is Mythacabala. And I will not buy any other B12 supplement if it's not Mythacabala.
Okay.
That's the natural one.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So please, ladies, boost your progesterone so that we can have an osteoblast and have nice healthy bones.
Mm.
Look at your diet. Eliminate the pill.
Mm.
Exercise. Do the 8 laws of health.
Mm.
And when you're my age, you will have a fantastic menopause without any symptoms, with no prolapses, no urinating in your panty when you sneeze, no dryness, and you would still love your husband at my age.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, man, thank you so much, Dr. Hanekom, for such an insightful conversation. I think that these are very important lessons, and it's very interesting how all these little things that we come into contact with every day affect us, even from such a young age. I think what you said about chicken was very interesting, because generally when we talk about health, that's, chicken is usually the one that they tell us to eat, chicken and fish. They say if you must eat chicken, meat, those are the healthier ones.
No, it's not. They are loaded with chemicals and growth hormones. And the more they add growth hormones, the more it is a cell proliferated to us, because it's estrogen. And we do not want estrogen on top. We want progesterone on top.
All right. And then the one more thing. Someone might be wondering, well, how do I get access to, a plant-based diet? If you're saying that even the vegetables, if they have pesticides and chemicals in them, then it feels like nothing is safe. So what should one do?
Just wash your vegetables nicely with bicarbonate of soda. You get most of the chemicals off, and plant your own. You can even plant in buckets, and if you have a small place, and you will have fantastic food to eat.
Beautiful.
A plant-based diet is a godly diet, and I just see the difference in all my patients when they change from a carnivore diet to a plant-based, whole food plant-based diet, and eliminate the bad oils and the white salt and the sugars. Mm. Then they prosper. They prosper, and especially our children.
Mm.
I mean, a young little girl, 9 years old, seeing her period is devastating, my dear.
Yeah.
She's still supposed to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Not being a... Yeah, and then the time clock runs out so quickly because they see they become a woman too early.
Yeah.
Too early.
Yeah.
And the ladies that's been on the pill, it's very bad for their daughters and for their sons. It's a bad cycle.
Yeah.
Please get away from the chemicals and the synthetic medicine, and please go to the godly food and the godly stuff. As Psalm 104 gives us clear instruction. It says in Psalm 104 verse 14, God gave us herbs to support the body.
Beautiful.
To support the body.
Love it.
And it's there for us.
Love it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hanekom. God bless you. Thank you for such a beautiful conversation.
Same to all of you. Have a blessed day and a fantastic Sabbath. Love you guys.
Thank you so much, Doc.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.